Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, you miss any of the show, you can always download the podcast wherever you download your podcasts, whether it's on Apple, Spotify. Just search the term Sports Junkies and you can grab our podcast. All right, let's open up the entertainment page. Got Cakes joining us in about 15 minutes.
That's great.
From Vegas for a World Series of Poker update.
Poor guy, he's not getting any sleep.
He's back at it today, right? Back at the
table? I think
he's
off today.
Oh, they have an off day? Good.
I think.
All right, the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, I promise. Of course, you can check out their entire selection online at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. Promise, they're going to treat you like a rock star. All right, Drabby mentioned it. He went to see F1, which was, I believe, number one at the box office last weekend, but it fell to number two because Jurassic World Rebirth was number one domestically, did $147 million over the 5 days of the 4th of July weekend. It's the fourth installment of the Jurassic World series. Did you guys have Kevin on to talk about it? I can't remember. What did he say? Positive or negative?
I think he liked it.
He did?
Four out of five, maybe?
I think it was
four out of five.
Four.
Let me see. The box office is up more than 14% year to date compared to last year. I know they had a slow start to 2025, but F1 did $26 million domestically. That was a 54% drop. It opened last week to about $55 million. And so far, it's made about $144 million worldwide. I guess the next big deal will be Superman, which opens in theaters. Is it next week? I think it's next week. And they expect Superman to go over $100 million in its opening weekend. So movies are back. People are going
to
the
theater. There's some big ones, yeah.
Some big ones out there.
Do you know how much Regal Rockville charges for a soda? A small.
I would say probably $6.50.
$8.99.
Oh my god.
That's for a small. And then a large is what, like 10? Like, yes. It's just like another dollar. You just get the large. I mean, it's all so silly. If you go to a movie and you pay just regular like $18 a ticket, whatever it is, and you get a popcorn and a soda, it's gonna cost you $40.
Yeah.
Probably easy per person.
And bring your whole family, it's $150.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's literally crazy. But there is nothing
I would
like
definitely try and bring some stuff in.
You go to the dollar store?
Yeah, I'm not spending $10 on a drink.
The problem is the popcorn. You can't really smuggle popcorn in.
No, that's true.
And
I don't need the popcorn, but you're right.
At the Dallas Convention Center, they had popcorn stands everywhere, and everyone was buying the popcorn because the smell is overwhelming. You can't help yourself. Netflix, by the way, this is interesting. I don't even quite know what it is. You guys are going to mock me. I mean, I kind of know, but not really. Netflix says now 50% of their global users watch anime. Now, anime to me just means like cartoon. Like, I don't know what it means beyond that. What is anime in essence?
I think it's a type of cartoon.
It's a type of cartoon. It's like a kind of like a realistic type of cartoon-ish, if there's such a thing.
It's Japanese cartoons.
Japanese cartoons.
It's Japanese-based.
Okay. So more than 50% of its members amounting to over 150 million households, or an estimated 300 million viewers, now watch anime. Can you imagine? Let me see. 33 anime titles appeared in Netflix's global top 10 rankings, more than double the number in 2021. Who knew? I mean, I've never watched anime. I'm not interested in anime.
So out on that.
I mean, I know the anime. I think an anime porn is interesting to some people. I don't know. It's like the whole anime thing, I don't get it. Do they speak English in the anime if it's Japanese cartoons?
Some can be English. Some are Japanese with English translations,
subtitles, etc.
Yes.
Yeah. While I was away, did you guys talk? Obviously, you talked about the Diddy verdict.
Mm-hmm.
I think that came out, what, maybe Wednesday or Thursday or something?
Yep.
I guess, did they say that Diddy got down on his hands and knees and like was like...
He was hugging the chair.
He was hugging the chair.
Well, that's what
like,
they said. But...
And he was, I guess he mouthed thank you to the jurors. I
mean, he avoided all the major charges.
He avoided all the major charges, yeah, for sure. I saw one of his attorneys say they thought he'd be out in less than a year. He might even get out for time served whenever they go back.
Yep.
Now, I also did see that there's other stuff they might have cooked up for him. But, it, you know, got to say, great job by his dream team. I think he had 8 or 9 lawyers.
Looked like it.
8 or 9 lawyers. And they said that their whole plan was... Just acknowledge that he was a jealous domestic abuser with a drug problem who participated in a swinger lifestyle, including threesomes, but that he wasn't some sort of racketeering guy running
a prostitution ring. That's what we talked about. I said all along, look, he's a bad dude, but you can't just go to jail for being a bad dude.
They couldn't prove
it. Now, he can go to jail for some of those other things, being a domestic abuser or whatever.
Yeah.
But racketeering and some of these other big charges. I didn't know if the prosecution was proving their case. Then again, I was mostly learning from your entertainment page.
They do say.
Well, but you pretty much nailed it.
This is the story this morning that when Diddy got back to prison, he got a standing ovation from his fellow inmates. They were sized for him.
You know what he should do? I mean, I don't like the guy. He seems to be a despicable human being.
Yeah.
But to kind of taunt everyone, he should throw a party when he comes out.
Welcome home party.
Yes.
Yeah. Diddy party?
Yes.
Like a clean Diddy party, though.
I don't know. Have the baby oil. Just like taunt people. Have like baby oil.
You're
outside.
Playing with fire there.
Playing with fire, buddy. Like have all the
I'm not saying hire prostitutes or anything like that.
But. Right.
I don't know if it'd be well attended.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go. Like, nobody could go. There's a video. I know you guys saw it. Like, shortly before, like, a couple weeks before he was arrested. He was at some party, like, after party for the Grammys or something. And he was just sitting there at a table amongst all these celebrities. Everyone was ignoring him. Mm-hmm. He was persona non grata before he was even arrested. Like, it was bad. I think at that, not sure if that point, if the Cassie video had come out. I think the Cassie video had come out. And people were just like, yeah, staying away.
They want to know part of it.
They want to know part of it.
I still can't believe he didn't serve any jail time for beating her up on video.
I'm not sure he's been charged with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
He wasn't charged with it, but he should have been.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, can you imagine how many times he did that?
No. No, I can't imagine. I guess his lawyer said the first thing he's going to do is re-enter a rehab program.
All he did is publicly apologize. That's all he did.
Can he get back in the public good graces? I thought Michael Vick had no shot. I thought he was enemy number one, you know, with the animal stuff, no shot. And Vic has re-entered and been accepted.
Yeah, he's got a job.
I think Diddy is in
it's
the
different
old.
With dogs.
He's in the Harvey Weinstein.
There's no coming back from this.
I don't think so.
Plus, Michael.
What if he just says, "Hey, listen, I had demons. I had a lot of problems. I was addicted to drugs. I've done 6 months in a drug rehab center. I'm dedicating my life now to helping abused women."
He may.
You don't think that works?
He may do some things professionally, but I put him in, you know, the same department as Weinstein, Kevin Spacey. Like, there's just some guys that.
Do you think there's no rehab?
Bill Cosby, another one.
Kevin Spacey's back.
I said he might do some things professionally, but I don't know that the public.
Ever we'll, really accept
we'll,
him.
We'll, yeah,
they've
we'll,
kind of accepted we'll Michael Vick. Opinion. Like, way more than I ever thought. Way they more.
Redeemed himself.
Well, he also served jail time.
Yeah. So so is Diddy.
Well.
He's been in jail for like a year.
Yeah, that's true. But he wasn't. He wasn't sentenced to jail.
Well, he's been. Now.
But he has.
Been,
you're right.
Yeah, now he's going to
But it's
be
almost
sentenced.
Like Vick paid his penalty, you know, paid the price, and then he got back. Yeah. But it's. I mean, he was beating up women.
I get it.
Plus, Vic came back.
Chris Brown?
There's been a lot of celebrities, a lot of rock stars have beaten up women.
Vic came back and played well, too.
That's why I think that he's not going to be able to.
Who, Vic?
Good graces.
Well, he just had a pretty remarkable post-playing career.
That, too.
You know? We've had him on the show. I thought he was charming. That was great. Remember what a psycho his brother was? His brother was bad news. Marcus.
I don't even remember what Marcus did.
Marcus was a handful, I think. Travis Kelce's in the news. He did the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, And he talked about how when he was preparing to host this Saturday Night Live in 2023, it was fun, but it was kind of a debacle. He says he had a difficult time. Most difficult time was with the table reading because, frankly, he struggles reading.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last week.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I don't know why I find it so funny.
Travis Kelce can't read?
Yeah, that Travis Kelce can't read.
No, I'm sure he could read, but it's probably...
He's probably exaggerating.
Big dumb jock.
Probably a little bit... hey, I think that looks like a tough situation, a table reading.
That's kind of nerve-wracking, too.
Table readings?
Well, yeah, you're reading...
You're not an actor.
You're not an actor. You're with all these sillies. Yeah. I mean, reading publicly is kind of hard at any point.
Yeah. Sure.
Let alone in front of big sillies.
You ever read at like a wedding or something, or you get a little bit nervous, right?
Yeah. I'll read you guys something on the air here, and it's hard enough sometimes.
Yeah, of course, with everybody. We talked about Ozzy and Black Sabbath for the final concert. That seemed to go off pretty well. And then last but not least, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but I guess Katy Perry was out. Did you see this, Valdez? Katy Perry was out and about in a bikini. She got a revenge body out there already. Orlando Bloom was out there hollering. Boom. Now you got bikini pics from Katy Perry.
Hmm. Such a predictable game.
So predictable, right? So predictable.
All right, coming up next, we're going to connect with Cakes, who's in Vegas for the World Series of Poker. We'll find out how he's doing next here on The Junkies.